Now I speak to Stavros Nicolaou, head of Business South Africa's Health Work Group, regarding the call to action requesting South African companies to urgently divert their stocks of personal protective equipment for use in the national healthcare sector to fight COVID-19. Before explaining how individuals and businesses can get involved, he explains what the core mandate is of Business South Africa's Health Work Group.
You might be aware that Business for South Africa has set up four clusters. One is the economic response, the second one is labour and workplace related issues, and then the third one is the public health one, the one that I'm leading, and lastly there's one on communications. All of this is with the intention of not superseding what governments are doing, but rather working in concert with government in a complementary fashion to ensure that we get the best possible outcomes here in what is probably our most challenging period we've encountered in the last century, I think, quite frankly, in our country. The core mandate of the public health BSA cluster is two things primarily. The first is to ensure that we're able to most effectively and efficiently flatten the curve, as we call it. And then the second thing is that we play our role in reducing morbidity and mortality in our country. The three priorities right now, we're still in a containment phase, and there are three phases to this pandemic. The first is the containment phase, where you try and limit the spread, particularly the community spread of the pandemic. And I must say that our president and government acted very swiftly. They imposed a 21-day lockdown. There's a possibility, of course, this might be extended. So that's a so-called containment phase, and we're in that phase right now. And there are three critical things that need to be done in this phase. The first thing is that people need to respect the social distancing, all the other measures around hand sanitization and responsible behavior to limit the spread. The first call to action here is where people are not respecting the lockdown and the social distance protocols of the country, we have a responsibility as responsible citizens to make sure that this happens, and where it's not happening, to either report it or take our own action and make sure that people understand what needs to go on there. The second priority area in all of this right now is the area of track and trace. This covers two aspects. The first is those people that have tested positively, they are required to let the authorities know who they might have had contact with so that those people can be isolated. So in addition to a person that's tested positive, those people who might have had contact with an infected person also need to self-isolate, because that's going to limit the risk of spread. The last thing is, we've seen from overseas countries some of the things they've done well and some of the things they've done badly. Some of the countries had unnecessary exposure of their doctors and healthcare workers to the pandemic when they were treating patients or consulting patients. So having sufficient supplies of what we call PPEs, which is personal protective equipment, which our doctors and frontline healthcare workers would wear, is absolutely critical, because the worst thing you can do to cripple a healthcare system is if you leave your frontline doctors, etc., exposed, and the pandemic starts affecting them directly. They're going to have to isolate themselves, or even worse, they'll be in a hospital bed, which is where we don't need them. So the third call to action is those people in our country that are either in a position through their businesses to donate PPE equipment, or alternatively, we have a legitimate need of where these products can be sourced from, either domestically or globally. It would be very useful to let us have that information. The most important right now is N95 masks. These are masks that filter out viruses and bacteria, and it's a type of mask that our doctors and healthcare workers should be wearing. So it's N95 masks. The second thing, we need surgical masks. The third thing is we need ventilators. The fourth would be gloves, gowns, aprons, and what they call overshoes that get worn in a surgical setting. And then the last one is goggles.
At Stavros Nicolaou, Head of Business South Africa's Health Work Group. Now, one of their key priorities is to ensure that there's sufficient medical equipment, as just mentioned, for use across both the public and private healthcare sectors in South Africa. This is imperative to protect frontline doctors and healthcare workers and to keep them healthy in their fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. Companies in South Africa that have access to critical stocks of PPE, either as part of their current available stocks or who have access to suppliers, are asked to email covid19supplies@businessresponsecovid19.co.za. That email again, covid19supplies@businessresponsecovid19.co.za.